Mike, we haven't been canceled yet.
No, we have not. That's because it's a free show, dude.
Welcome. You're listening to Outside the Box, not Out of Bounds, as Mike said last week.
You know, that
week.
Was just one time I got the show wrong. My boy Burstyn back home, I was asking him about the show, and he's like, well, you got the name wrong. So let's never do that again. I'm going to write it down on a piece of paper so I don't screw that up.
You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon here on CVillePodcast.com. Make sure to check out the Facebook page. Log on to Facebook. We know you have it. Your grandma has it. Your aunt has it. Your kids have it. Log on to Facebook.com.
Search for kids have it.
Those are smart kids. Search for Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Make sure you like that page and get great quality content and information from us. And that's a fun little music video.
There is. I like that song you put up there.
That's on there now. Just make sure you send the kids out the room before you click play.
It's a very catchy tune. They just use a lot of words you can't use on the radio.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, certainly.
No bigs.
Certainly. We'll get into that.
Now, Leon, a lot's happened in the last week or so since we've put our first podcast up. We have the Facebook website. We have the Twitter account. All produced and built by you and the internet.
Which shows the quality of my work, and it sucks.
Yeah. But you have a fancy little yellow box now that you put up?
Well, the...
That's adorable.
Let's give out that information. The Twitter, OTB, for Outside the Box, OTB with Mike Leon. That's all it is. There's no and in there. Twitter does not give you ample space. So it's OTB with Mike Leon, if you're on Twitter. And yes, that logo... Funny story about that logo, Mike.
So I'm scared.
You know me. I am, like, not good in terms of Photoshop and stuff
well,
like that.
Well, no. You are not bad. You can figure it out on your own, which is impressive, but you're comparing yourself to, like, those nerds that...
Yeah.
You know, they spent their whole day when they were 12 on the internet doing things.
The guys that Photoshop LeBron
playing Atari
James
all day.
The guys that Photoshop LeBron James in 18 different uniforms.
You have more of a life than that. So I'll say you're good for a normal person, but compared to those other those other people. I sound terrible.
Those other people.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, you know, and I don't have Photoshop, and there's places where I can go to use it. I just didn't want to put in the time. So I found this, like, free online, like, logo builder sort of thing.
Is this illegal that we put on our website?
Yeah, oh, it's to, hey, you know,
wait, it's illegal?
I crossed my T's and dot my I's.
So it's not illegal.
It is legal.
It is legal.
It's good. Tis good, sir.
I'm lying?
My arms are up.
Okay.
It's good.
I could see us having an illegal logo on our websites, and I just don't want to deal with that stuff in like 2 months.
Anyway, so I go there, I start making this thing. I'm like, hey, this looks pretty spiffy. You can make it for free. But this is how they get you, Mike. This is how they get you.
All right, how do they get you?
You can make the logo for free.
Right.
But if you go to download it, it wants you to buy it. And at that point, I didn't care if this thing was 99 cents or $13. It was just not being purchased.
Well, how much was it?
I didn't even look.
Well, you should have looked.
It said it was free. You know, it's the old bait and switch.
I understand the principle that you're going with, but if it was 50 cents...
It's out of principle.
Dude, just buy it.
It's out of principle.
Well, might probably put yourself through a lot more work because you out of your stupid principle. What did you do that... It is on the website, so somehow you figured it out.
So, I'm a smart little cookie here, Michael. In this digital age that we live in...
What'd you do?
Pulled out ye old cell phone, and I took a picture of that logo on the screen of my computer. And then I emailed that picture, well, actually texted that picture, 21st century, baby, to our good buddy, Jay Rowe, who took the time out of his busy schedule to put that logo together and has told us, you know, any money that we make off of that, he wants 5%. And I told him 5% of nothing is, well, nothing.
Exactly. So. We're not making money. No. Well, maybe one day. Maybe. No, we're not making money. Now, it looked pretty good for a picture that you just took off your cell phone. It doesn't. Sometimes that stuff looks all pixelated and garbaged.
Yeah, well, I mean, no.
It looks okay.
I took the picture and sent it to him. He made it and emailed it to me.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I misunderstood you. So he made it after... I got you. He replicated what you wanted him to do.
Exactly.
Basically, you could have told him, make a box and write our name underneath. So you went through all that hassle. Hey, J-Row, make a box and write outside the box underneath. Or you could have spent 50 cents and had the logo for free.
It was probably $20 or something. I felt so hurt because I was lured in with this free, hey, come here, be my buddy, let's make a logo, this is fantastic. Then they pulled the old bait and switch, Mike.
Now on the topic of buying things, see, now you tell me you don't want to waste your money on that, but yet you tell me called me the other day, and you said you went to Taco Bell, which, by the way, is never a good idea.
It's a fantastic idea.
No, Taco Bell, I'd rather eat my own arm. So you went to Taco Bell. Now, what did you buy at Taco Bell? Oh, their new featured taco?
They got, like, these Cantina tacos, whatever I think it's called. There's this fantastic taqueria. Is that a word?
I don't know.
I'm going to make it a word. There's a fantastic taqueria here in Charlottesville that has, like, authentic Mexican.
You're talking about the place that I introduced you to?
Yeah, the place that
I forget what it's called, but it's a great place. Good. It's very good tacos.
Home style. Mexican tacos.
You have the little lady in the back. She's making the tacos. She's the real deal.
Yeah. I was coming back from...
It's $1.80 a taco.
Exactly. So cheap. I was coming back from Richmond with a friend. It was like 10:30 at night. I was hungry. And there's not much open in terms of sitting down and eating in this town at that time of day.
So we need to have your fridge stocked better.
Well, yeah, I was too lazy to cook at that point. It's 10:30 at night. There's a cutoff, Michael.
Soup? You microwave a soup?
I'm not a soup guy.
Love soup.
I need a meal. Soup's not a meal,
Jerry. All right, Baskin, or whatever your name is. Go ahead. Banya. Go ahead.
So I go to Taco Bell, and I figure, you know what? Taco Bell is awful, but it's always good for that 5 minutes that you have it.
Yeah, it's not good for the day and a half that you're regretting it.
Exactly. So I order these Cantina tacos, which, you know me, I don't read things properly. So I think I said Carinita, and the woman just paused.
I'm embarrassed just even imagining you in there.
So then, well, it was drive through, luckily. So then finally, I said Cantina, whatever. I got the tacos. I get home. And first, I'm impressed that they're like wrapped up in like foil. So I thought maybe they were trying.
It takes a lot to impress you.
No,
put something in aluminum foil, and you're all set.
I thought they were going to authentic, you know, home style Mexican.
Because they have aluminum foil from the food line.
I thought they were going to home school, like authentic.
I won't interrupt. Sorry, go ahead.
I open it up, and there's the line there. So I was like, okay, you know, I can put the lime juice on it. Okay, this is home style, baby.
All right, so how was it?
I bite into these things. There were three of them. One was steak. One was chicken. The other one I can't remember.
What do you mean you can't remember?
Because it tasted like chicken, but it wasn't chicken.
Pork?
It may have
shrimp?
Been. It may have
Was
been.
It a fish?
I really,
did it swim at one
I
point?
I really don't know.
You have to remember what you ordered. It was probably pork.
No,
what else could you get?
It was like order all three for $5.99 or whatever.
I'm checking the menu.
I'll take the menu online.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Hold up. We'll see what it was. Anyway, I bite into these things. The steak was probably the driest steak I think I've ever had in my entire life. It's worse than anything that I could have cooked. And you've seen me cook, and that's a terrible experience. And the chicken was okay. And whatever the mystery meat was, the school lunch mystery meat, it was eh. I was still hungry.
How were the shells?
When it was done. Oh, Mike.
How were the shells?
The tortillas.
They have a really nice website, by the way. It makes everything look good.
Oh, they should put some of that money into their tortillas. That was... Without a doubt, the worst tortilla I've ever had.
Shredded pork.
There it was. The worst tortilla I've ever had in my entire life. It literally tasted like someone baked a piece of cardboard. It had the consistency of cardboard.
If you're going to Taco Bell, get the bad beef that has been sitting there for 12 years, that is soaked in fat, and just bite the bullet. You are getting, let me read this for you, warm corn tortillas filled with new slow-roasted carnitas, shredded pork, then topped with freshly chopped onions and cilantro.
That sounded good.
But it's Taco Bell. It's going to be bad. Go ahead.
It was undeniably awful. I could not finish it.
The root of this problem is you should not be at Taco Bell at 10:30 at night. I have a problem with that.
Well, because here, and you know, this is a whole other issue, Mike. In this town... We don't have a lot of options in terms of the fast food. You know me.
You shouldn't be eating the fast food. Yeah.
You know,
it's okay once in a while, but not every meal. You shouldn't be having it three times a day.
I don't have it three times a day. No one should have it three times a day. You eat fast food three times a day.
No one should have it one time a day.
But there's no Roy Rogers here. There's no Whataburger here. Whataburger.
What about a burger is that?
Pull it up online. It's delicious.
I can't even spell that. What is it? I'm too lazy to look this
one. It's like a burger chain. The burgers are like amazing. It's called Whataburger.
First of all, I think Roy Rogers are out of business. Are they still around?
I think they are. I'm not sure. But it's good. There's no White Castle here. You're from Jersey.
Why don't you make a nice salad?
It was 10:30. I missed dinner. It was one of those weird things where I saw a movie and I wasn't hungry.
I would eat at McDonald's, Wendy's, But ahead of Taco Bell any day of the week.
Yeah, I would too, but
I would go to Hardee's and stuff my face with lard over Taco Bell.
But
have a biscuit for 99 cents.
It's the same ones. There's no Bojangles in this city. There's no Church's Chicken. By the way, if you ever see a Church's Chicken,
is it good?
And a check cashing place in within like a quarter mile of each other, you are not in a very good part of that city, and you should leave immediately.
So then why are you promoting this? So then you don't want to go there.
The chicken is amazing, though.
Well, okay.
But you don't want to be in that part of town if you see a Church's Chicken, especially next to a check cashing place.
Oh, goodness gracious.
We're very limited, Mike, in terms of our fast food options here. I know you're not a big fast food guy.
No. I'm not. I am. I enjoy fast food now and then. I think it's not bad. But I think Taco Bell is always a bad idea. After the New York Mets lost to the Florida Marlins and blew the NL East, and it was just devastating. This was on a Sunday. I remember you decide that on Sundays, what does Taco Bell have?
I think it was seven words or less. 59-cent tacos. 59-cent
tacos. So you don't get one taco. I understand. You don't get two. I understand. Three. I top you out at five. You had 13 tacos.
It was A, it was 59-cent, and B, I believe I was
putting 13 59-cent Taco Bells in your mouth is like taking a pistol and finding your nose. That is a dumb idea.
I didn't eat all of those in one sitting.
You had like 11 in one sitting.
And I had the... No, it was like 8, 9. Maybe.
You had a good majority of them.
And also, my good friend Mr. Beer was helping me make that decision as now, well. It was now, Sunday. It was football. It was bad food.
Now, let me talk about beer with you for a while. I like beer. So do you.
It's one of my life's passions.
Yes.
One of the top three reasons I get out of bed in the morning.
You have the body to tell us.
Hard living, baby.
Yeah. Now, you have interesting perspective on beer. If it is brewed outside of the country, you're opposed to drinking it a lot of the times, which I just find it bizarre.
I like to keep my money here within the States.
Yeah, but if it's good, it's good. Now, you gotta at some point... I know you're a big America guy. You like this country, this red, white, and blue. You're into that. That's cool. That's very cool. But at some point, you cannot not drink a beer because it was brewed outside of the country.
I won't refuse one that was brewed outside of the country. When we were meeting with Sean Tubbs a couple weeks ago, that delicious lager we were drinking was Spaten. It's from Germany. It was great. You picked up the tap for that, thankfully. But
again... You would not drink that. The only reason you had it is because Sean was there, and he's helping us with this website, and you did not want to be rude.
No,
I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to lie here.
Really, look over the beer menu.
If it was me and you, you would have said you would have made fun of me. You would have put me down.
Not at all.
Yes,
not at
lying.
All
you're
I,
lying.
I make fun of
How
you.
How many times is Miller Lite not brewed in this country?
Miller Lite is brewed in this country, but the company that owns it is South African.
You gave me grief for buying something like a Miller Lite once.
I gave you grief.
So how are you telling me that if Sean wasn't there, you would not have put something
here's what
in?
Here's give you grief for.
I know you're lying.
I don't give you grief for drinking foreign beer.
Don't come on here on the air and then not be who
not
you
lying.
Are.
No, I'm not lying at all. I don't give you grief for drinking foreign beer. I give you grief for drinking Le beer. Girly man.
No. You give me grief.
You're a Michelob Ultra
guy. Those are great.
55 calories.
No.
Zero flavor.
98 calories. Now you give me grief for that, but you don't drink yourself personally a beer outside the country. We can get on my Le beer topic. That's fine. I'm proud to admit I love my Le beer.
Do I prefer a beer that's brewed in America over one that isn't? Sure. Just like if if I had the opportunity.
But your preference has nothing to do with taste. I think that's where you're making your problems.
I want to help out the workers here.
You need to do what's best for you. Take care of yourself.
I like the
if
taste.
You want a beer, if it's about do the taste, it's about the taste. But you put yourself in the mindset that you won't like the taste because it's brewed out of the country and not give it a chance.
Not at all.
Lying.
I do like the taste of some foreign beers.
I'm not even talking about foreign beers. I'm talking about crappy Miller Lite.
But Miller Lite's disgusting. I don't even like Miller Lite. It has a weird aftertaste.
It does have an oddball taste.
It's awful. And I know they have that joint venture with Miller Coors here in America, but Miller, in the end game, is a South African-owned company. I like Coors. I drink Coors a lot.
And see, well, Coors, Miller, it's all the same junk.
Well, that's hypocritical, Leon, because Coors is 50-50 with Molson. They're a half American, half Canadian company.
There you go.
I get that. I used to be a Bud Light
so
guy.
So half of you likes it, and then the other half hates
it. Well, I like Canadian beer, too. I see, I go outside for some exceptions. I'll buy Canadian beer. So yeah, North
you
America,
go to Canada?
Baby.
Okay.
North America Free Trade Agreement.
Now, the lay beer, I like it. This is how I got into the Michelob Ultras. I was... It was after one of the basketball or football games, and Mac McDonald liked to drink them. And he was buying, and I got it, and it was free. And then after that, I got hooked of the relaxation of a football game being over.
For those that don't know, Mac McDonald, former voice of the Virginia Cavaliers, mentor of one Michael Passeglia, some would say.
Well, I'm not going that far. I'm just saying that's how it came to this point. And Micah, who used to be an engineer with the network, he enjoyed them. And I think it was just part of that chemistry. And I got into them.
Drinking Michelob Ultra. Did you all just put
Lance
your
Lance Armstrong drinks them. He has won the Tour de France 6 times.
Congratulations. You can ride your bicycle really fast, Mr. Armstrong. That's great.
Yeah, I know. Hey.
It's cycling, Mike. It's cycling. They're delicious.
They're delicious.
It ain't football. It ain't basketball. It's cycling.
But I like good beer, too. I'm just saying this is my cheap beer. I like to buy it. It's $5.55 at the grocery store.
That's
done.
Another reason why I like American beer and why I like macro beer. I don't like micro brews. I like the taste of some of those. One of my favorite beers is this California Bear Republic Big Black Bear Stout or whatever. It's like 8.9%. It's amazing. It's delicious.
I think you're making this up.
Is that something that I would buy on a regular basis if I saw it in the store? Heck no. It's probably like $10 for a six-pack.
Right.
Do I want to pay like $5-6 for a six-pack.
Right.
I'm not Donald Trump. I don't have that kind of cash. We work in radio, baby.
Stop that.
Well, it's true.
Well.
I like a good beer at a good price, and I prefer to keep my money right here in the U.S. of A. If I can do that, I'm going to do that. Now, I saw this film over the weekend. And
you're coming strong, by the way, on this topic. Very passionate.
Oh, I'm a beer guy, Mike.
I can tell Taco Bell and beer are really bringing a lot of energy out of you.
I saw a film.
Next is world politics.
I saw a film Friday that I rented called Beer Wars. And you ever seen like that film Food, Inc.? Where it kind of shows like the food industry.
Sure, I know what you're talking about.
It does it from like the organic perspective. Well, this movie was kind of like that. It showed the beer industry, but kind of from the little guy's perspective. And, you know, making like Anheuser-Busch is the bad guy and all this stuff. And then I wasn't really buying into the message of it. I was just looking at the different beers. And what really stuck with the guy.
You just wanted to get drunk and watch it.
Pretty much. The guy that runs the Dogfish Head Brewery, he had this great quote where it was like, do I want to see a... $4.99 six pack of Anheuser-Busch pumpkin beer next to my $7.99 six pack? No. It's like, okay, I'm sorry. I'll buy the cheaper beer. I'm not going to pay $7.99 for a six pack.
No.
Not on an everyday basis.
So, why are you giving me grief for Le Beer if I'm proving your fact
because
correct?
Le Beer is like your low calorie. That stuff tastes like water, Michael.
There, you could probably have that for breakfast. I could have my Quaker Oat Squares, a little dollop of peanut butter, and have a Michelob Ultra on the side.
I had a buddy in college that would routinely make breakfast with beer. He would put beer.
Make it like as in a substitute for milk in your cereal.
In his cereal,
you got to draw the line at some point.
It would be like
that's
Michelob,
disgusting.
It would be like Michelob and Fruit Loops, or when we would.
Would he get drunk?
Yeah, I mean,
that's
it's college. We were all stupid, Michael.
Oh, jeez.
And
I'm sorry.
This same guy I once saw make oatmeal with gin. Which was the most foul-tasting creation I think I've ever had in my entire life. I mean, someone offers you oatmeal with gin, you got to try it.
You got to try it once.
That you did.
You're not going to get the Quaker Oats man giving you a smile on that. He's going to have that half-dazed, passed-out look on the floor of the Quaker Oats guy.
But, you know, I think that's...
Give me a Quaker Oats man smile real quick.
I'm not a Quaker Oats guy.
Yeah, at least give me the smile.
No. I think that's the difference between us, though. You like the highbrow food, the highbrow beer.
Highbrow food? What are you talking about?
You like the expensive stuff. And I'm a man of people.
Can I tell you, see, You're so off base here.
I'm a man.
Can I tell you what I did for lunch and dinner? For lunch, I bought pasta. I bought a box of pasta.
For today?
For the week.
Okay.
I bought a box of pasta. I bought vegetables that go with it.
Okay.
I sauteed the vegetables, added flavor, garlic, a little wine, salt, pepper.
Yeah, wine.
It gives it flavor.
Okay.
And then I put it with the pasta for the week. I have a tub of it. It's going to last me the whole week. You're telling me I'm a frou-frou guy when I made myself for $12 lunch for the week? Meanwhile, you're going to go out and get your Taco Bell Carmamamadas, okay? you're going to get your Big Mac Attack with steroids from Meguiar. You're going to eat that in your Burger King, which will come to 30-something bucks. And you're going to sit there and tell me that I'm the frou-frou guy?
Nope,
well, you're spending three times as much?
I got leftover KFC.
KFC is fantastic.
KFC is fantastic.
I could eat KFC every day of my life. I'll give you grief every day for putting Taco Bell in your mouth and all the other crap you bring. But KFC is wonderful.
KFC is wonderful.
That chicken is fantastic.
You know the KFC here is a buffet?
I don't believe you. You've been telling me this for
years.
You
gotta go inside.
You've never even been in. How do you know this?
I went in like 3 weeks ago.
You went to the drive-thru.
I went to the drive-thru yesterday, but I went inside like 3 weeks ago.
So you went to KFC yesterday?
Yeah.
And you went to Taco Bell the night before?
Well, it was Sunday, and, you know, Sunday's usually, in my realm of things, is usually chicken day. You know, I grew up with my mom making chicken on Sunday. And
what did you have Friday? I want to get into what you had every day of the week now.
What?
What did you eat Friday?
Friday was, I didn't eat dinner Friday because I was feeling under the weather.
Okay,
I
Thursday.
I left work early Friday. I was feeling under the
Thursday.
Weather. Thursday was, I made steak Thursday.
Okay.
Wednesday, I think. I can't remember that far.
No,
back.
There's no
you're,
way
you're
we're
asking
going that
a
far.
Lot.
But we've been ranting for a little bit. We need a little bit of a break. Now, I just feel for you, man. I don't like that you're eating that every day. That bothers me.
I don't eat that every day.
It bothers me that you're going to KFC, Taco Bell, back to back to back. I don't like that.
I am making myself a nice grilled chicken tonight and some salad. It's
you
be
are
great.
So full of bleep.
I have salad in my fridge right now.
You have salad. What is salad to you?
I buy the little bags, like the already mixed up Caesar salad things, you know?
Okay, so you got a Caesar salad bag.
Yeah.
It's probably loaded with that dressing.
No, it's got like a little light sprinkle of the
dressing.
Right.
I'm being
there.
A jerk. I'm being
yeah,
a jerk.
Yeah, you are.
I'm
You're being
a jerk.
Very mean right now.
All right, we're coming back. Talking about mean, I want to talk about, I was at the gym the other day, and I hate this guy. He drives me nuts.
Gym guy.
Gym guy, but it was a certain guy that's there. He doesn't even live at the gym.
But he personifies gym guy.
I might just, when we come back, just people that pissed me off this week. What's the name of the show? It's Outside the Box. See, I got it right, Burston. What's your name? Leon and Mike. We'll be right back. Right. Welcome back. It's Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Well, we were talking about before we got into Taco Bell and your food habits and beer.
Delicious beer.
But I guess on the polar opposite of all this, I was at the gym the other day.
Not a place I'm very familiar with.
No, it's not. It's a big box. It's got machines in it. Anyway, not exactly, you know, Mr. Gym rat, super buff dude. But I like going in there. And I'm going, I was in there the other day, and I'm walking down. It's in where I live, the Woodlands Complex.
And he's told everyone where you live.
I don't care.
Now they're going to come with pitchforks.
That's fine. So I'm in there, and I'm walking down the steps to the gym, and I hear the guy going, and then I hear the weights fall, because he's got like 800-pound weights. And I go in there, and I'm going, all right, fine, I'll have to deal with this, whatever. And it's the man that doesn't even live at the Woodlands Complex anymore. Used to live there.
There's a lot of that there.
Used to date or something, like one of the management broads in there, but
broads. What is this, 1952?
You
broads.
Know, it's retro. So yeah. He's not with her anymore. But I ask him, I'm like, "Oh, do you live here still?" He's like, "No, I'm friends. I'm friends with management." What does that even mean?
A soprano?
I'm friends with management. So he's in there now. This kid has always pestered me before. I used to work with him when I worked at Mincer's. He's always pestered me before about jobs, and he's a big movie guy. You can check out his movies. They're terrible.
It's pretty bad.
You could say it too. No, back me up. Because when he comes to Beats Me Up, I want you saying it too.
No, it's pretty bad. Actually,
they're enjoyable. You know, maybe he's not that bad of a guy, and I'm going too far. But he's just very annoying. So he's in there, and he's grunting, and he's letting the weights fall, and he's like, yeah, baby, yeah. Like after he hits stuff. This is what kills me. So he leaves, and he leaves all the weights on the floor. He doesn't put them back. So this macho show-off is lifting 60-billion-pound weights, and he leaves them on the side. That's just messed up.
That, Mike, is
this kid drives me crazy.
Of gym guy. And that's like when I do go, that's why I go in the middle of the night. You've seen me before. I get up and I go at 12:30. I go at 1 o'clock in the
morning.
I've
seen you do that a few times. Yeah. Not many, but a few.
That's when I like to go because gym guy isn't there. And you're a guy that goes to the gym a lot more than me. It's a habit I'm trying to get back into, but just not right now. Schedule just doesn't work anyway.
Oh, see that? I don't like that. Schedule, you can always find time to go to the gym if you
want to.
Cutting
into my drinking time, all right?
Okay, well, that's fair.
All right. Well,
with your when you drink your Michelob Ultras with your Cheerios.
That's disgusting. But, you know, what is the purpose? Why do you have to grunt like Steffi? Who was a tennis player? Was it Steffi Graf? Every time she swings, it's like, ugh!
I don't remember. I get it all confused. Like, but like a tennis player, absolutely.
It sounds like you're giving birth in there. You're like you're lifting weights. It is an awful, awful sound. Like, I don't understand.
Do you think this guy knew I was in there and purposely was making those loud noises of the... And those obnoxious loud noises. I mean, the guy absolutely drove me crazy. Can't stand him. Do you think he was showing off that he could lift that many weights in front of me?
No.
That how cool he is?
No.
Or does he do that when no one's there?
He does it when no one's there.
See, I only think he does it when there's people there because he wants the attention. I don't think he does it alone.
I think he does it because he's gym guy. That's what they do, Mike. It's they have to let everyone within an earshot know that they're in the gym working, and if no one's in there, they're going to do it because they're psyching themselves. They're in their own world. They think they're Hulk Hogan in there.
Right, but I'm saying if he's alone, do you think maybe he doesn't make those loud noises? He's showing off to me how strong he is.
It's probably louder if he's by himself. He's in his own little fantasy land in there.
Okay, so that... That bothered me this weekend. Let me tell you something else that bothered me. I got a G-Chat message today being offered.
I'm not a big G-Chat guy.
I got offered someone who heard the podcast.
All right.
And said, I'm first offered to do the website. I said, no thanks. That was cool. I understand that. You want to offer to do the website?
Right. You want to help? We're retarded, so please help.
That's good. But then said, I'm selling audio equipment. If you don't want to go into the radio station and record from home, I can sell this to you. I would take my chances on state-of-the-art radio equipment than buying somebody's handmade garbage. Explain to me why I would be in the right mind to think to buy it. I saw later on someone bought it for $750.
Really?
Why would I invest $750 into something that won't be nearly as good as what I can use for free?
For free. And the thing is, we do this on Mondays. This is Monday morning. What is this, the 20th?
It's the 30th.
Wow. We do this on Mondays. We can come in here and there's no one here to bother us. Yeah, would it be great to do it from home? Yeah, sure, whatever. But
I think that's more of a hassle.
It's more of a hassle, I think, because like you got to... I don't know, I feel... Even though this is just us kind of shooting the breeze, you know, it's
right.
Like we're still kind of professional because we're in like a work building.
Yeah,
it's
it
like
feels good.
Stuff,
it feels
you know?
Good. You have people, like, you have random salespeople walking by looking in the door going, like, oh, they're probably doing something for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, what the hell's going on? I hope they make some money for me.
Right, exactly.
You know, but
as your first sales shot of the show.
If we're, when you're coming. When we're at home, or well, when we used to be at home, I guess, we're not roommates anymore. I feel like.
Right.
We're just a guy sitting on the couch in a bad T-shirt drinking beer, like with a microphone in front of us. It's not, you know.
Well, now to this guy's credit, I suppose he's trying to sell it, so he has to go take any avenue to try to make some money. If it's going somewhere where he probably knows in his gut he has no chance of us actually buying it from
him, that's worth a shot, yeah.
But it's worth a shot. But it was insulting to me. I was insulted. Going really. But I was happy to know he was listening.
Hey,
and he's probably not going to want to listen anymore after he hears this.
Probably not. But speaking of, before we get to the rest of the things that we hate, we did get a really positive response. I want to make sure that we did get that in. A lot of likes on Facebook. A lot of downloads. Really surprised
120
me.
Was the last
yeah.
I looked.
I received messages from people, Mike, I haven't talked to in a couple of years.
Oh, that's
like,
nice.
Listened to the show. They liked it. And I did have to point out, I can never lump New York and New Jersey and again, as I did.
Why is that?
My old RA, who actually, funny story, threatened to punch me again via Facebook because...
Is this like a poke but a punch?
No, he actually threatened to punch me.
Oh, okay.
Because he's from New York and didn't want to be included with New Jersey folk.
I don't blame him. I don't want to be included with those losers from New York.
And it took me a second to remember the situation. But yeah, he did punch me once in college because I was a little... feeling good and knocked on his door so at 3 a.m. and he just responded by opening with a, you know, well, fantastic RA.
This is a much more positive story. My fiance, her neighbor back home in Pittsburgh, not here in Charlottesville, Christine, she makes the most amazing chocolate chip cookies. Now, she, out of the blue, said, really enjoyed the podcast. That was one that was like, oh, well, thank you. Surprised me a little bit, but it felt good. I mean, who doesn't like to have... little positive reinforcement. It makes the heart tickle. But she makes fantastic chocolate chip cookies. Now, I'm thinking here, we have to figure out a way, Leon, and she can pay me in cookies. You can have some, too. I'm guessing you like chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, big chocolate chip guy.
I know Taco Bell doesn't sell them.
You get a glass of milk and some chocolate chip cookies, that's a fun afternoon.
I don't drink milk.
That's another story for another day.
I like it with chocolate cereal, then it becomes chocolate milk.
Oh, can't it's have too it much plain. Chocolate. That's disgusting.
No, don't give me the too much chocolate.
You get over-chocked.
The point is, I think for the time being, and we'll get more into this, promote her cookies.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Good advertisement. And in turn, we will eat them.
It sounds fantastic.
Maybe one day this can turn into a bigger scam where people can actually pay us, and we'll talk about their businesses. But for the time being, I say we just... right now, if you're listening and you have a product, a food, send it to us. We'll put the address on the website.
Outside the box with Mike and Leon at gmail.com.
Email especially, us. We'll figure out some foods. I think this is an idea.
Especially if you're a brewer and you've been hearing me talk crap about microbrews, Mr. Microbrewers, send me some of your beverage.
Or if you're Taco Bell and you hate my guts now. But it's still free advertising.
Taco Bell soon if I were you, Bob.
Well, I have been talking about them.
You know, so shifting back, going back to what we were talking about of things that we hate, things that bother us. You brought up an interesting one the other day when we were talking, and you brought this one up before, and it makes perfect sense. Anytime I see this now, I think about you. The people, when you're driving, and they, you know, they cut you off, or they like make passes on the sidewalk, or they make all these like ridiculous, dangerous moves, and then they go by you, and you see their car, and it's like a 78 Honda that's dented up, and it's got like three different colored doors. And you look at the car and it's like, yep, that makes sense.
Oh, you're in the parking lot and they just back out and they don't look and you're just like, this person has no clue that they're going to come hit me. And you move and then you see their car go by and you go, okay, that makes sense. Because the whole bumper is ripped to shreds and the window does not have glass. It has saran wrap.
That's always a classy move. Look,
and it's held together by cardboard and duct tape.
Handyman's best friend, duct tape. Let me tell you, I understand that you had your window breaks. That's an expensive process. You need something to patch it up with, especially in the winter. But you see sometimes the same car and it's driving around, and it's like 2 months. And it's got like that duffel, like that glad bag, you know.
Oh, my God, yes.
And it's like, really? It's been 2 months, and you have this. At least change the trash bag. Go with a different color. You
know, it works. That way, when you're done with your Taco Bell, you can just throw it out the window, and it's in the garbage bag.
Just throw it into the window. Dad'll take it out.
Do you think this person knows that they're that kind of driver, and they have any sort of awareness that they are such a bad, piss-poor driver, that there are dents on their cars, and they're causing havoc to other people? And when they do these, when they make these moves, they don't look at you and give like, I'm a sorry wave or my bad. They just keep going. They are so oblivious to what's actually happening on the road.
I went on a date once in high school. I know, can you believe I went on a date?
Yes.
I went on a date once in high school with a girl that might have been the worst driver I think I've ever gotten into a vehicle with in my entire life. I was scared to my wit's end. And we drove, it was like 45 minutes to go to Lynchburg because, you know, I lived in the middle of BF nowhere. And it's 45 minutes to go to a mall or see Civilization. I did like it, the Love Crew. And we're driving the mall, and she is like 3 inches off of everyone's bumper, weaving in and out through traffic like Mario Andretti. We're in like a SUV. We're going like 90. I am scared for my life. I'm concerned. I'm sure that I'm going to die at some point during this date. How many people die on a date? I'm sure that I was going to be one of those three people that die on a date.
Where were you going?
We were going to the mall. We were going to the mall. I wasn't listening. You never listen.
Sorry, I zoned.
We were going to go get, you know, get something to eat, see a movie, and do a teenager.
Did you get a first? You get a first kiss? Did you get a kiss?
At the end of the night, Mike, I was so weirded out and freaked out by this whole experience. I botched everything.
Now I love a couple parts of this story. One, you're going on a first date with a girl and she's picking you up. I mean, that's just great.
Yeah, well, you know, I got it like that.
Right. So that's she's giving you a ride.
Yeah.
Everybody rides, including you. Everybody rides.
Everybody,
and that means you, because when you go, they'll take good care of you. Everybody rides.
That was
very, I'm just saying, it's very nice for her to take you on the first date and have you drive.
That was very poetic.
I've heard drive,
but no, that was the worst driver I think I've ever been in the car with my entire life. I was so freaked out, and all night I was like trying to. And also, I guess I should go back with the story a little bit before that. She shows up at my place, and you know me, if I'm going out, I like to look good. You know? And I'm still in the process of getting ready, because she never did give me a time.
You, by the way, put so much cologne on. I need a gas mask to be around you when you go out.
Man, better too much and too little.
No, not true.
I live in excess. So I'm still getting ready. And a couple of my best friends are over at my place at that point. We're playing video games. We're hanging out. They take it upon themselves to destroy my room. This girl comes, I'm still in the bathroom, still getting ready. She's on the porch talking to my dad. And I'm like, oh boy, this is going to go well. Because my dad's a regular character. I was central casting. I love the guy. But I'm like, this is going to go well. She goes to my room to hang out. And my boys are in there. They have since left. When I come into the room, I find her in my room. My ceiling fan is on with several pairs of my boxers attached to the fan. On my mattress is flipped over. There's stuff strewn all about. There's dirty clothes all over the floor. There's condoms all over the place. They've thrown
I don't want to hear this stuff.
We can bleep that out, I guess.
They
thoroughly destroyed my room and ruined any possible chance of this date being successful in any way, shape, or form.
I was talking about cards with dents, and now we're on the topic of disastrous dates that sound nasty.
That leads into that. So
I know, but I just wasn't in the mood to hear that.
Well, we'll bleep that out.
So gross.
Because of that situation and that driving, that just was a no go from there on out.
Girl, did you recommend she listens to the podcast?
I think she does, actually.
I'm serious.
No, I think she does.
Is she one of the likes?
Yeah.
Well, she's now a dislike.
No, I think it's all good. Water under the bridge. Water under the bridge.
I wanted to talk about one more point with cars.
Yeah.
When you see a car that hasn't been car washed in a while, and it's so dusty and dirty that people can then write on your car.
Messages what are great.
Why can't... Does the person not get it through their head that they should probably take their car to the car wash when someone writes on your car, wash me?
Certain things I can see being dirty. If you got like a big pickup truck and it's all muddy and dirty, yeah, because you've probably been off road. You've been, you know, rooting as we do in the country, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
You've been having some fun with it. But if you got like a 93 Civic, there's no reason why you should have mud up to the windows.
It drives me nuts.
What have you been doing in this?
Like, I don't get it.
And I love the people that write like "wash me" and stuff like that on that. That's great, but you've seen it a thousand times.
Sure, but that should be a clue to wash me.
Yeah, that should be a clue.
When your car has writing on it, that's a bad sign.
I love the people that write original messages in there. Like, you suck. You know, like that.
That's not original.
That to me though, but because you always see "wash me" or "needs water" or something.
Right.
But you suck. That hurts so much more. You come back to your car, which looks like crap, and then it says "you suck."
Well, what I don't get is someone will write "you suck," then a week later the "you" and the "suck" will be filled again with dust.
With dust.
What are they doing? How is their car not being washed? Take it out once in a while. Get a hose. Get some rags. Yeah. Figure it out.
You don't have the $750 or whatever it is to go through the car wash. Yeah. Pull around the side of the house to get the water hose out, you know? Pay a couple of neighborhood kids $3 or something, man.
One final rant, and then I think we've had it for the day. But we are here at the University of Virginia. And in the summers, it's wonderful because the students are not at the university, and this town of Charlottesville, becomes peaceful, quiet.
It's
very
heavy.
Nice to drive around, easy to get around. Nobody hassles you when you go on the corner, which is the
It's like the
happening spot for the students.
Bars and restaurants are there.
It's easy to get in and out of places. You can park. But when they come back, this place becomes a miserable, miserable place. It is hell. It is awful.
Mike, where I live now.
There is something about, sorry to interrupt, and I have nothing against 18 to 21-year-olds that are going for higher education. It's wonderful. But they make this place miserable.
It's awful. And we had to deal with that somewhat where I guess you live, where I used to live. But we get a lot of like grad students and stuff there. Where I live now, it's like right in the center of like the student population.
Oh, that's right.
It is miserable. I don't know what I was thinking.
You're never there.
I'm there. It was.
You don't want to get on that topic.
That's a topic for another
That'll
day.
Be next show.
It was awful being around there the couple times I was this weekend. And then, you know, you can't go to the grocery store. You can't go anywhere out to eat. You can't go anywhere because the lines are ridiculous. These kids have, at some point, Mike, I don't know where it happened, but it's like they lost all common sense and just have book knowledge.
Yes.
And that's the biggest thing with me. It drives me nuts. Case in point, this weekend, I'm out with a friend and I see this group of girls and they're standing outside of a pizza restaurant here. And they're standing
in a pizzeria.
They're standing
like
in
a taqueria. It's a pizzeria.
Pizzeria.
There you go.
They're standing in the entranceway of the driveway. You know, when you turn into the driveway to go into the parking lot.
Okay.
You know? They're standing there. They have their pizza to go boxes and they're talking. I'm sure it was a very in-depth conversation. And this car is trying to turn. The car has his blinker on. He's sitting there. He needs to turn right into the parking lot. They're looking at this car.
They don't move.
They don't move. The car's not honking the horn. And this guy is just sitting there. Meanwhile, I'm with my friend. We're behind this car. I'm about to go Bobby Cox. I'm about to just have, you know, I'm livid at this point. I'm like, move. Get out of the way. What are you doing? They just sit there. I'm not yelling this, but I'm like, this is what's going on in my head.
So they eventually go? What happens?
They sit there.
Or they just hit the girls?
This is Grand Theft Auto. They sit there and just look at the car. Then finally, one of them is like, oh, we should probably move.
Oh, man, that must have ticked you off.
She moves to the side, and the car goes through. They reconvene in the same spot and look at the car like the car created the problem. Like the car wasn't supposed to turn in there. I was floored. I don't understand. And I'm in Target. Somehow, on moving day, I got stuck at Target. I don't know how that happened, which is the worst place to be.
Hey, you know what common sense is? What? Not that.
Yeah,
you don't go to a Walmart, a Target. You don't go anywhere ending in a Mart the day college kids are going back to their school.
Well, I'm at Target, and I'm in the electronics section. And there's this girl. She's with her family. And by the way, I love this. How she's dressed on moving day. Mom has on sweats and like a shirt because you're going to get sweaty. You're moving in.
It's 100 degrees here. You got to be comfortable for your move.
She's got on a cocktail dress, heels and pearls because you know she's not carrying a single box. And we're sitting there and I'm looking at video games. I can hear this conversation plainly. They're trying to buy her a TV. I don't want that one. I think Rachel has that one.
You're making this.
I kid you not. I'm like,
were these flat screen babies?
Yeah, these are flat screens. Who buys a tube TV these days, Mike?
I have
you
three.
You might as well buy a cassette.
I have three tube TVs.
Welcome to the 18th century.
I know. It's for another time. Go ahead.
But, so they're sitting there, and then finally, she gets on the phone with, I presume it was one of her roommates, and she's like, what TV do you have? Okay. And she hangs up the phone, and I'm sitting at this point, I'm done shopping for the electronics that I want, but I'm lingering to hear this conversation.
Right.
And she goes, oh, well, we can't get this one because Rachel says that hers is black and it's a flat screen. Really? 95% of every television in the electronics store is black and a flat screen. I think I've seen TVs with color, like, around the edges.
White,
like,
maybe.
Twice. I've seen a red one before.
I've never seen a red. I've seen white, and, well, the majority of TVs, I'm looking at the TV right now, so maybe a silverish color.
Maybe a silverish or something, but it's black.
Hey, Rachel has the TV, and If Rachel has the TV, Leon, we cannot.
You can't possibly have the same one.
No, you can't.
No, I mean, there's just no way.
Are they going to put the TVs in the same room as well? Back to back, facing each other?
At this point, I lost all faith in humanity and just proceeded to the register with my video game.
Point in case. This is why, or case in point. I've been point in case. Getting these words backwards, just drive me nuts. UVA students are annoying. They make it very difficult to just live and function in the town. It's a different feel here, and it's awful, Now,
does that mean that we've become townies? Are we the old guys now?
Oh, God, yes, we are the old guys. We are townies here in Charlottesville. Next week, when we do this topic, we have to get into this because it's fantastic. We'll tease it here. Facebook. A lot of fun. Love Facebook. With the status updates that some people have on Facebook, drive you wild. Drive you wild. And Twitter, too, I guess.
Yeah,
same.
To a lesser extent. Mainly it's Facebook.
I think it would be fun next week, Leon, we each log on to our Facebook, and we go down the list of people's updates, their statuses, and just read them out loud. Because some of them are absolutely moronic, chaotic, and dysfunctional, and dumb.
And drama.
The dude that sent us, that sent me the IM about wanting to buy his radio equipment, likes to update a lot. And pointless updates. I don't need to know that you had French toast for breakfast. I don't care that you went to the bathroom and had a number two. Congrats.
We'll say this for next week, but yeah, and I have great thoughts on this. I have a lot of friends that have kids now.
Oh, that's big.
I do not like those updates.
But see, I'm cool with putting the pictures up there so family members can see your children.
Yeah, that's great. So Aunt Ethel can see your son. That's great. I don't care that little Joey went boom boom by himself today. I don't want to see it on Facebook when I log in. I don't care.
Samantha said her first words.
I don't want to see it. I don't care. If you can't call me, if I'm not getting a phone call about this event, I don't care.
Yes.
That, you know, like if we aren't close enough to where you call me to tell me that your kid said their first words, then I'm not going to care that your kid said their first words.
Leon, where can we find all this wonderful internet mess?
SeavillePodcast.com houses our podcast right now, thanks to Sean Tubbs, all the help he provides for us. You can check us out on Facebook at Outside the Box with Mike and Leon, and on Twitter, if you're down with tweeting, it's OTB with Mike Leon.
That's you down it. With OTB?
Yeah, you know me.
You like that?
That's actually OPP.
But I'm just changing it around for us.
Yeah. Well, that's going to do it for Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. And every week as we leave you, we like to leave a little song to say goodbye.
It's Outside the Box, Mike and Leon. Prince of Eggs!
See ya!
See ya. Turn a blizzard to a
was, without a doubt, the worst episode ever. Rest assured that I was on the internet within minutes, registering my disgust throughout the world.